This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's efforts to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum Thursday allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the U.S. to live and work in the country for 18 months. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested 100 opposition politicians and activists and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, jailed for contempt of court last month, was admitted to a hospital on Friday, less than a week before he is due in court for a separate corruption trial. The Department of Correctional Services said in a statement that Zuma was admitted to the hospital for medical observation, providing no further details. Zuma, who is 79, is scheduled to attend the resumption of a long-running corruption trial on August the 10th. In a separate case, Zuma was handed a 15-month jail sentence in late June for snubbing a commission probing state corruption during his presidency. He started serving the sentence on July 8th in a prison in the eastern section of the country. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister attended a memorial on Friday commemorating the 76th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Survivors, their relatives, and other participants marked the 8:15 a.m. blast anniversary with a minute of silence. The United States atomic bomb Hiroshima towards the end of the Second World War, August 6, 1945, destroying the city and killing 140,000 people, mostly civilians, and including children. The U.S. dropped a second bomb 3 days later on Nagasaki, killing another 70,000 people. Japan surrendered on August the 15th, ending World War II, and its nearly half-century aggression in Asia. France's highest court on Thursday upheld a law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars and restaurants and health workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses in the legislation, saying that enforcing a compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infection. Here in the United States, California's largest wildfire destroyed much of the downtown and some surrounding homes in a small Northern California mountain community. The three-week-old Dixie Fire tore through the Greenville area, leveling businesses and homes. Firefighters have been trying to protect the town of 800, clearing debris from roads and marking hazards. More than 20,000 firefighters and supporting personnel are currently battling 97 large active wildfires covering some 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. In Pakistan, echoing warnings from Washington that neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban can get what they want if they insist on pushing ahead with military campaigns instead of working to reach an agreement through negotiations. For more news, please join us at their website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.